Hi there, this is Teresa Ford talking to you from the deep south of Southern Maryland, and I am here to tell you how to set up the Send to Solana command line tool for the Mac. So the first thing you need to do is download it, and you can download it off the website at www.cattail.nu/mac/Solana. And you download the solana.zip file. It's going to show up probably in your downloads folder. And you're going to go find that zip file, and you're going to double-click it, and that unzips it, and it creates a Solana folder, which you can then move to anywhere you like. Put it somewhere where you'll be able to find it, like your documents folder. So in fact, I'm going to put mine in my documents folder. I'm going to do this while I'm talking through so that we make sure that I have the steps correct for you. Into the documents folder it goes. Then we're going to open up the Terminal app, and you can do that by going to your Spotlight and typing terminal.app, or just terminal, it doesn't really matter. And it is going to open up a terminal window for you. Okay, and you will be looking at a command line prompt. And if you type pwd, that will show you your current directory, which is probably your home directory. Mine says /users/tford, which is my home directory. So I'm going to change into my documents directory, which is where I put my Solana folder. CD documents. And remember, it is case sensitive here, so you need to have a capital D there. And then we're going to change to the Solana folder, so we're going to type CD Solana, S-O-L-O-N-A. So once you are in the Solana folder, you are now going to type chmod plus X and star. And what that does is it changes the permissions to executable for that file so that it'll know that it is a program that can be run. And if you type ls-la, you'll get a whole bunch of funky symbols and everything that'll tell you that it is now executable, which is what it should be. Yay! Life is good. All right, so now we're going to run the setup script, and you're going to do that by typing /setup.sh and hit enter. And it's going to say, what is your Solana.net username? And mine is, who knows? It's going to say, what is your Solana.net password? I'm going to type in my password. And then it's going to tell you, by default, Mac OS X will store your screen captures on your desktop. This is the directory your PNG file will be in. The PNG file is the thing that the Solana.net website is expecting for your graphics. And it's going to tell you then what your directory is, and mine is /user/d/desktop/, that final slash is important. And I'm going to go ahead and say Y for yes, go ahead and put it in that directory as my default directory for my PNG files. And it's going to ask me, would you like the script to tell you what file it is about to send, and ask if that is okay before sending it. And personally, I'm going to say no because I don't need the extra spam. You are more than welcome to hit yes, and it'll tell you, this is what you're about to send. Are you sure that's what you want to send? And then you can hit yes and send it. So it's up to you. It's a personal preference thing. But I'm going to say no by typing an N and hitting enter. And then it'll tell you the configuration file has been updated. Your username has been set to, and then the username, your password has been set to, and your PNG file directory has been set to. And you will be prompted before the file is sent. You may rerun this setup.sh script if this needs to be changed. To use the Solana.sh script, capture a screenshot using Command plus Shift plus 4. Run the terminal.app and run Solana.sh. So this is it. This is it. It's very simple, very straightforward. And now if I type .slash Solana.sh. Oh, you might wonder, what is that dot slash I'm putting in front of these commands? That dot slash says use the current directory, that's the dot, and the slash is this directory. So .slash Solana.sh says run it from this directory, and it will run the latest and greatest PNG file through the Solana website, where it will roll through. It'll either give you an error message, and it'll beep twice if it gives you an error message, such as there are no personnel online to give you your CAPTCHA translation, or it'll roll right through, and then it will beep, and when it beeps, it has just one beep instead of two beeps. When it does one beep, it is going to say, oh, I have found the solution. You got a solution back from the website, and it has copied it into the buffer already, so then you can just go straight to your web form and paste it. It's very simple, very straightforward. Let me talk a little bit briefly about how do I make this even easier. Well, first, if you type PWD, it'll tell you where you have installed your Solana web directory. And mine is in /user/t/documents/Solana. And what you can do is you can type cd and then hit enter, and that takes you to the default directory where the command line starts, which is usually your home directory. And you can type ln, which is link, dash s, space, the source, which is /users/t/documents/Solana/Solana. solana.sh space, and that says that's what I'm going to link, and I'm going to link it to sol.sh because I don't like to type too much. And what that is going to do is create a link file for you directly to that application. Bink. And if you type ls, there it is. sol.sh is in that list. You can now start your terminal and just type .sol.sh. And it is going to work just fine. So, anyway, that's it. Basic, very simple how to do the script. Thanks for listening.